like to talk about decrease in thorax expression of beta-tubulin and microtubule formation during diapause and a mosquito. A picture on the top here is the occlusion of an adult mosquito, which is the emergence of an adult mosquito. Little bit of background about Culex pipiens pipiens. It is known as the northern house mosquito, and it is famous as one of Western Nile virus vectors. And also, it has four developmental stages, just like other mosquitoes, which is egg, larva, pupae, and adult. And it does an adult diapause in female mosquito only. When you type cytoskeleton in PubMed, you can get 60,000 hits. And also, if you type cytoskeleton in Google, you can get 5 million hits. As it can prove, cytoskeleton has a lot of functions, including cell support, cell movement, and cell division. So right picture is about the basic structure of a function of cell support of cytoskeleton. And there are three types of cytoskeletons. The first one is microtubule. Tubulin is a major protein of microtubule and is the thickest one. And the second one is actin filament. Its diameter is around 7 nanometer. And last one is intermediate filament. It is the diameter is around 8 to 10 nanometer. I had a special interest in microtubules because it is one of main targets for cold adaptation in various organisms. Look at this table, including plant cells, Antarctic salate, and Antarctic fish. But it's still good news for me. It's still lack of studies with insects on temperature or diapause changes in microtubules. Just one previous data I want to mention before starting my project is about the results of northern blood hybridizations by Rebecca Robich, who was a previous graduate student in our lab. Northern blood hybridization is the method of checking RNA expression using a proof of a specific gene. What she got is she found that the beta tubulin is no changes during non-diapause, early diapause, and late diapause. But just to remind you that she used the whole RNA of mosquito. So my goal of this project is to investigate a possible link between expression of the beta tubulin gene and diapause and cold hardiness in Culex pipiens pipiens. So this is showing that polymerization and depolymerization of beta tubulin of microtubule and diaposing of lady beetles, and the snowman is attempting to suicide because of lack of ability for cold hardiness. So method I used for this project are listed here. I got a full-length sequence by RedSys Systems, and because we already know total RNA is no changes, so I just separated it into three major body regions and then check a specific expression of microtubule, of beta tubulin, using northern blot, and confirmed those results based on indirect immunofluorescent staining method and examined under laser scanning confocal microscopy. Indirect immunofluorescent staining method is complex than direct immunofluorescent staining method because it had to use two antibodies, but is a lot more specific than direct immunofluorescent method. And lastly, I checked midguts and thoracic muscles after exposure to the low temperature in non-diapause and diaposing mosquitoes. So results of full-length sequence here was total 1,395 base pair, and it has over 95% amino acid sequence similarity with these three species. Okay. So I checked three different groups, non-diapause mosquitoes reared at 25 Celsius, and non-diapause mosquitoes reared at 18 Celsius as a control groups, and diapause mosquitoes reared at 18 Celsius. So look at the abdominal part first. You can see there is no significant difference between three groups. And look at the head part, H. We can see little little changes in that diapause 18 degree group, but it's not that significant. Look at the thorax part, we can see dramatically decreased in diapause 18 groups in thorax part. It makes sense to me because the Bayesian morphology of mosquito features here. Definitely the abdominal part is the biggest part of the mosquitoes. So when total RNA was analyzed, there was no changes, but I split it into three groups, then the thorax part has less expression in diapause 18 groups. Look at this picture. The thorax region is mostly filled with fluid muscles. So I assume that the decreased microtubule expression in diapause mosquitoes is because of their less flying activity during the diapause. Diapause mosquitoes are able to fly, but it may be less activity than non-diapause groups. To check age's impact, I compared the early mosquitoes, which is 7 to 10 days after eclosion, adult eclosion, and mid-age, which is the after 1 month after adult eclosion, and then I just checked that the similar pattern between two groups. To check those results, I look at those midguts and the thoracic muscles under microscope, and I calculated the pixel intensity of two groups and then compare them, and you can see there is no significant difference between non-diapause group and diapause groups. These are the thorax part, which are mostly flight muscles, and you can see they have the significant difference in their pixel intensity of microtubules. So I checked the cold response. These are results from midguts, and non-diapause 25 groups showed a dramatically decreased pixel intensity of microtubules, but diapause 18 degree group, the consistent lower number of pixel intensity are found in there. So I just can say that the microtubule has a function of the adaptation mechanism of diapause and low temperature. As a control group, I looked at non-diapause 18 group too, and they still have a consistent number, but still they are lower than non-diapause 25 group and higher than diapause 18 group. So by that, diapause and low temperature are affecting together for microtubule expression. Check the thoracic muscles too, and the patterns are pretty similar. So the dramatically decreased pixel intensity in non-diapause 25 group, and then consistently lower numbers in 18 diapause groups. So summary is here: the full length sequence of beta tubulin was 1,300 base pair rounds, and I found that beta tubulin expression is significantly lower in the thorax of diapause mosquitoes, and also they have lower pixel intensity consistently, even in response to low temperature. So the assembly and disassembly of microtubule is determined mainly by the diapause program and low temperature. I want to say thank you for my advisor and my members, and also Grant. So that's it I have. If you have any questions, I'm happy to take it. Yeah, that is a good question. So he's asking that there are many similar type of isotypes of beta tubulin gene, and then how I can say this beta tubulin is specifically for the microtubules, about that. So when I try to clone a gene, because we had already had a previous short sequence of beta tubulin, so it's hard to say it's because it's beta tubulin, it has a lot of isotypes, but for check that I used the four the indirect immunofluorescent staining method. I just use general microtubule, especially alpha tubulin. So I just assume that this beta tubulin is alpha isotypes, and probably there are a lot of different types of isotypes, but I didn't check that. But by many researchers said that the alpha and beta beta tubulin. So I just use the beta tubulin of antibodies for staining method, and I just found that alpha and beta tubulin are just affecting for the deep polymerization and polymerization in low temperature. So I just assume that both of them can affect for this type of expression.